with Montana News.
I don't know where it was the other day I saw one of my mother's silver cups.
I'm Edward O'Brien.
Oh, I see a cup over there. Oh, but I'd rather almost not see this stuff, to be honest, because it's all broken up.
Jackie Sturmitt spent 7 years in her home that was built into the hillside in the upper reaches of the McIntosh Manor subdivision near Florence. On August 17th, the raging Lolo Peak Fire reduced it and a neighbor's home to rubble.
So as you can see, it's completely incinerated. There's nothing in there.
The day before she lost her home, the fire had grown rapidly, and the weather forecast said a windy, dry, cold front was on the way, making conditions even more dangerous. That prompted fire officials to issue a mandatory evacuation order that night, Wednesday, August 16th.
My neighbor right across the gully here, Becky, called me, and she said, Jackie, are you packing? And I go, are we supposed to be? And she goes, yeah, we're being told to get out. They're telling everybody to get out. And I go, you're kidding. Nobody told me.
So Sturmitz, who was there all alone with her 4 dogs, 3 cats, and 2 birds, called her daughter in Missoula for help.
And she rushed up here about 50 miles an hour, and she ran into the house, and she said, Mom, the fire's coming down the hill right now. You got to get out. Because from below, they could see it all up there. And she was freaked. So, you know, we were just grabbing stuff.
They made it out of the house with all their animals, some pictures, and a few articles of clothing. In the middle of the night, they made a beeline for her brother's house in Helena. That night, the fire would consume her house and another and some nearby outbuildings.
It's not the end of the world, but it certainly is a stark end to what you've known. And then you have to turn around and go, whoa, now what? This was not in my 5-year plan.
A few days later, the public information officer on the Lolo Peak Fire at that time, Mike Cole, told KGVO Radio's John King the fire that burned those buildings was likely started by firefighters.
That's probably the case. It probably resulted from that second day of burnout operations that we were doing, and the fire probably got a little too intense and threw some embers across the line, and that's probably the illogical assumption right there.
But 24 hours later, the fire's incident commander, Greg Ponson, tempered that conclusion. He would only say that the Forest Service is now conducting a full investigation into the circumstances surrounding that backburn operation. Ponson told Montana Public Radio that the backburn was necessary to strengthen existing containment lines in order to protect hundreds of homes.
And so we did that using fire to lay along that line to essentially build what we sometimes refer to as a catcher's mitt. We knew the fire was going to come in a fury at that line and that we had a lot of values behind that line. And so we worked hard to try and put some fire in there to buffer and make those lines more secure.
At this point, homeowner Jackie Sturmitz isn't sure what to make of Ponson's explanation.
Someday I'll understand this more, but I don't know who to be pissed off at the moment. When I find out, maybe I will be.
For now, she's figuring out her life's next big move. One thing she's certain about, her family will not rebuild on Upper Folsom Road.
It's just a feeling of like, okay, that chapter's over, and starting new, starting fresh.
Some of her neighbors, though, are upset and criticize the decision to start a backburn operation under such dry and windy conditions. Dick Mangan is a forester and lifelong firefighter who has worked many big fires. He says there are no hard and fast answers when it comes to battling fire, especially under the kind of explosive conditions seen last month. Mangan, a consultant who owns the Missoula-based Black Bull Wildfire Services, says fire bosses sometimes have lots of tools to choose from, and sometimes they don't.
So what you have to do is you have to take and pick out something that may have a risk involved in it, but that it's the best option that you have given the decision space that you have and the decision time that you have.
Back at her former home site on Folsom Road, Jackie Sturmitz is picking through the burned and melted remains of her home.
Can you believe this? That was a pool right there.
She looks forward to reading the investigation into the chain of events that led to her property's destruction last month.
If this was mismanaged. There has to be some accountability, and there has to be change. If this does warrant a lawsuit, it should go forward.
Dick Mangan says it could take the government months to evaluate any potential complaints of wrongful action filed against the Forest Service. He says a lawsuit can only be filed if the government decides against validating a complaint. Tomorrow, we'll hear from more Upper Folsom Road residents who witnessed the Lolo Peak Fire's aggressive run toward their homes last month. They want the government to answer some difficult questions. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.